Over the years, I've had quite some interesting conversations with young people, young professionals, by the way, on the aspect of career and purpose. It's quite a very big subject, actually, and I appreciate the fact that this is a conversation that young people are beginning to have in their circles, because we want to fight the possibility of trading our God-given purpose, our God-given abilities, to our careers for the sole purpose of survival, for the sole purpose of sustenance. But if I believe in the design of God, there's gotta be a balance. One of the most recent conversations that I remember having with one of my very close friends is how she then tells me now the company that she's working for has this, you know, this strategy that sort of just buys you off. Like, you almost like sell your life to this company. And I want you to follow me carefully, because then I don't want you to misquote me or something, or I don't want you to lose my train of thoughts, but eventually we're gonna draft to something. So this company has got these subtle way of getting its workers basically live their lives all around, you know, the work of this company. But to be honest with you, I don't think that is the design of God, because there is this work, the job that you have, and you also want to know that there is your life job. So before we get to that, have you ever been at a place where you feel like your life is all about your career? And not feeling like that because you're complaining, or you're like, you're not grateful, but have you ever thought like, why does it feel like my life is all around my job? Like, every time, the only time I get to experience me is mostly on the weekend. And this is why, like, people so much look forward to the weekend, because then that's when they feel like they're leaving them. And every time it's Monday, it's like you sell off your life. But then I've also been thinking, if that then is the reality, like I said, I've had these conversations with different young professionals for some time now, and obviously I don't want to get into all the details, but I appreciate the fact that young people are beginning to have these conversations, because we want to make sure that in as much as we are growing in our career, in our professions, we do not, in a very silent way, then crucify or put to death our potentials or our God-given purpose. This is why it's very imperative that if you are a career person, if you're a young professional, you want to deliberate a plan on how then you're going to strike a sustainable balance with your current work, your current job, and what then you regard as your God purpose or your life. Because there is life outside work. There's gotta be life outside work. the sad reality is that a lot of young people, once they get into all these professions and stuff like that, there's just a way that then they indirectly, you know, put to death their potential, their talents, their giftings, their abilities and whatnot, and then all their lives just then revolves around their career, their profession. And there's nothing bad about that, you want to understand. But the problem really comes in if you're going to feel like you've sold off your life to your career, you've sold off your life to your job, and the only time that you claim it back is on the weekends, then that calls for attention. That then calls for a moment of concern. So we've got to be very deliberate, especially as young professionals that are chasing our careers and trying to grow in our spaces, to not silently then put to death our potential, our abilities. I know it gets crazy. The times that I started having this conversation with myself, I think should be say two years ago or something. I can't actually put a time frame to it, because I think I've had these thoughts at the back of my mind just after graduating from university. You know, my first job, it was very demanding. Yeah, I used to spend a lot of time there, and I used to knock over quite awkward times and whatnot. And then I realized that every time I got home, I was super tired, and the only thing I wanted was to freshen up, cook, and sleep. Then tomorrow, repeat. The following day, same routine, repeat. You know, and I felt like, wait a minute, I have so many plans, the stuff that I've been trying to work on, but I don't seem to even get started, because I'm always getting home super exhausted, and I can't seem to do anything after work. So where is the problem? Like, what is calling for my attention right now to strike a balance? So I think I've had these thoughts at the back of my mind for the longest time that I can possibly remember. So this has, to a very high extent, helped me to strike a balance and to just be very deliberate and very intentional. So what I started doing every day, because stuff that I was trying to work on. So every day when I knock off from work, before I even do anything, I'll dedicate a good 30-40 minutes developing that one thing. Very good 30-40 minutes dedicated to developing, to studying, to researching, to building that one thing. And so what I started discovering is that there was a sense of fulfillment that started building up. You know, there was this fulfillment that started building within me. Of course, getting work done at your workplace equally sends you back home with a certain level of fulfillment, especially if you were able to meet your deadlines and all that stuff. There is just that level of fulfillment that you're going to walk back with going home. But then there's also this kind of different sense of fulfillment that you get from working and, you know, developing your potential, developing your gifts, developing your talents. So then you're on a journey to striking a balance. Because at the end of the day, if the only time that you feel like you are living your life is on the weekend, then for me, I simply interpret that as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you sell off your life to some company, you sell off your life to some organization. and the only time that you claim it back is over the weekend, and it's only for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. This is why you find a lot of people dread Mondays, because they dread Mondays because it's a day that then they hand back their lives to, you know, this company. It's like every time you go to work on a Monday, like, I've brought my life, you can have it back, and please, I'm getting it back over the weekends. A lot of people are doing that. That's why you find that a lot of people are super frustrated. The frustration is not coming from anything really big and sophisticated or something like that. It's because they're not living out their purpose. They're not developing anything. They're not building anything aside from their, you know, Monday to Friday job or something like that. That's why we have a lot of frustrated career people, especially young people. So we want to begin to strike a balance, because at the end of the day, you really want to make sure that you put your life purpose to work. You want to put your abilities, your talents to work, even as you stay committed to then, you know, meeting the company expectation of you. So this is not to inspire you to then become a half-efforted person at your workplace. You can still be a 100% at your workplace, and you still make sure that you're still building on your craft, still developing something, you're still expanding something. You know, I remember when I was, I think that was my fourth year, I started doing some part-time sort of internship with some research company. And it turned out that I used to spend a lot of time there actually. So when I noticed that the internship was demanding a lot of my time, I had a conversation with myself, like, dude, wait a minute, see, you're gonna be spending this much time here, so what is in this environment, what is in this space that will help you, you know, work on your potential? What is currently here that will help you, you know, expand your abilities? So I'm having that conversation with myself, and I'm searching for answers just right in that space. And while I'm having this conversation with myself, I'm then telling myself, when I get the answers to these questions, then I'm gonna create a plan. And once I create a plan, I'll make sure that it doesn't stand in conflict with the company time, and I'll still be able to meet their expectations. I'll still be able to deliver right on time, and at the same time, whatever I'm going to identify as something that will be able to facilitate my next level growth, I'll be able to then, you know, expose myself to that. So after I did that introspection for some time, I figured out what was currently in that environment that was going to facilitate my next level growth personally, away from the company business. But I make sure that whatever I'm gonna be doing will not be able to affect my work. It won't be able to affect my performance. So when I did that, I created a plan. So this is how much time I'm gonna be spending here, and I'll make sure that this time won't feel like a sell-off of my life to this organization. But I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to be devoted. I'm going to be committed to the work. But I'm not selling my life. Or I'm not handing my life to the hands of this organization. But I'm going to deliver. And at the same time, I'm going to work on my abilities, on my potential, my gifts. So that we can strike a sort of equal balance. Because these guys want this much of my time. And because they want this much of my time, I'm left with this little much of time. Then what am I going to do in this little time that I have, if not just to freshen up, sleep, and then repeat? You see, and this is what a lot of young people are actually doing. It's more like a routine, already stipulated routine that you just have to then, get yourself accustomed to. Well, fast forward, I was able to do that. And you wanna believe me, the time that I was leaving that organization, you know, the manager called me and said, you know what? It's amazing how you were just able to remain super productive here, because I've seen you do a lot of different things, you know, to the point that we've had certain resources here that we were not even making use of. But then when we saw you being able to, you know, make use of some of these resources, it's like now everybody has been brought to terms that, yo, you can actually use that for this and that. So the time that I was leaving, just having this conversation with the manager and just sort of like appreciating me and, yeah, just saying a big thank you to exposing the stuff at that organization to some of the things that were already there, but nobody was making use of them. You know, they were just like hanging there, you know, and nobody was making use of them. But it was only because I had this conversation with myself, like, what is here that I can use for the betterment of my life work? What is here that can help me expand my abilities, you know? And I feel like this is a very necessary conversation that us young people should be able to have, you know, after work. What am I doing? Am I just going straight, freshen up, eat, sleep? I mean, I'm so tired. I know it's crazy. I've been there, and I keep struggling with that a lot. But I love what Paul says. I can't accurately quote the verse, but Paul says, I beat my body. So I've been having a lot of beating my body experiences, you know, just because I don't want to feel like I've sold off my life for survival purposes, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to survive. I'm here to live, and to live out my God-given purpose and my God-given, you know, abilities. And I want to die a fulfilled man, you know. I don't want to look back at many years past the world. What is happening here? Who got my life? Or where was I? You know, I don't want to have those questions when I'm almost winding up my time here on earth. And I don't want out of you guys to have these conversations. And so I want to begin to pay attention now to, you know, how we're spending our time and how deliberate we're getting to be in approaching time with purpose and with intentionality, because, you know, every minute counts, every second counts. Every moment really, really counts. And so, like I said, I've been having this conversation with a lot of people, and I'm just glad to be able to spark these conversations in a lot of young professionals, in a lot of young people that are then trying to find their career path and whatnot. And it's always best to, you know, first have a plan even before you get into this career career path and whatnot, because if you get into this stuff without a clear-cut plan, I promise you, you're gonna be getting some good pay, but at the end of the day, if you're gonna be honest with yourself, you're gonna find that you've sold off your life to that organization, to that company that then promises you a pay for sustenance. And man, we've got to live beyond survival, man. We've got to live beyond sustenance, because life is quite bigger than that, you know. And I also believe God really wants us to put in the work to just be able to, you know, manifest his purposes and his plans for our lives. And that in turn adds a bit of some color to this world, and it makes this world a better place for the next person, because one person dedicated their lives to, you know, working out their potential, working out their abilities. Just come to think of it, if all these great songwriters didn't dedicate their lives to writing these beautiful songs, were we able to, you know, have access to some of these great songs? If all these artists decided not to work on their potential, I promise you, we're not going to, you know, have all these beautiful art pieces around and whatnot. It's only because somebody devoted their lives to working out their potential, to working out their life work, that the world has been gifted with, you know, beautiful art, you know, beautiful songs, and, you know, great civilizations, because men committed their lives to beauty something with their lives. And I hope we're going to start having these conversations as young people. Start having this conversation with yourself. Ask yourself, man, what plan do I have to manifest in my God-given purpose? What plan do I have to, you know, manifest in my abilities, my talents, my giftings, and all that kind of stuff? Because your life is gonna count for something beyond, you know, the four corners of that organization. Because your life is bigger than that. Your life is definitely bigger than that. And one statement that keeps me going is, never underestimate what God can do through you. You know, you can change history with just a song. It's just a statement. It's just a poem. Some piece of painting. Never underestimate what God can do through you. You never know. You can absolutely change history. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.